You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Benik Afobe to score and Bournemouth to win is 6-1, and Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win in the betting at 4-1. And Derek, Arsenal have now failed to win in their last four Premier League games following the draw against Southampton on Tuesday. They are lacking that killer instinct, and perhaps they should have signed a striker in the transfer window. The last time they went five without a win, by the way, in the Premier League was back in August 2011. But they're looking shaky at the moment, Arsenal.
Yeah, but you've got to say 21-20 looks big, doesn't it, for them?
It does.
But you did. I was expecting something like, 8-11, 4-6 here for Arsenal. You know, we've been back in Tottenham at 10-11 in away games like this recently. Why wouldn't we back Arsenal at 21-20 here? Yeah, I know Bournemouth have got some great results under their belt, and Arsenal are looking at the shakiest they've done all season. But I think the way Bournemouth play is tailor-made for Arsenal. I really do. I mean, Bournemouth will try and take them on, won't they? I don't think there'll be any shutting up shop from Bournemouth on home territory especially. I think they'll just play into Arsenal's hands. And okay, They're not playing great. There's something not quite right about Arsenal. They were favourites about 3 weeks ago for the title. Now all of a sudden they're in fourth place, trying to cling on to that. But 21-20, I think it's a wrong price again. I do think most punters will be putting that in their rackets this weekend.
I agree with Derek here. I think Arsenal at odds against at Bournemouth. Admittedly, as Derek said, Bournemouth going well. They've won three of the last four. Mm. And came from a goal behind as well to beat Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park on Tuesday. And that man, your man that you suggested, Benik Afobe, has got
twice now. He's got
three and four.
Yeah, 2-1 to score any time here. You got Benik Afobe in that hand there, and you got Alexis Sanchez in that hand. Benik Afobe 2-1, Alexis Sanchez 21-10. Only one choice there for me, and that's Alexis Sanchez. I like him to score in this game. I like the enhanced odds offer. Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. I think, you know, Arsenal need to get back to it. I mean, the form has been pretty poor. Look at that away form as well. You know, one win since Halloween away from home. Drawn at Stoke, at Liverpool, at Norwich. Lost 4-0 to Southampton. Lost 2-1 at West Brom. It's not the form of champions, that, is it? So I think they do need to get stuck in here. Bournemouth, as you said, you know, decent at home. Beat Norwich 3-0, of course. But, you know, the big man knew 2-1. But they haven't done an awful lot this season either. Lost 5-1 to Tottenham. I think that plays into what Derek said. I was going to go down the same sort of line as that. That when you look at how they were dismantled by Tottenham 5-1, I think Arsenal could do a similar thing here if Bournemouth come out and try and play their brand of football. I'm going to go for an Arsenal win. I think they'll win. I think there'll be a few goals in the game. Arsenal to win with Sanchez to score in something like a 3-1 win at 4-1.
One that I like as well, just before we move on. Benik Afobe to score, Arsenal to win the match. The anytime win cast or the anytime lose cast. 19-2, so just short of 10-1 for Afobe to score and Arsenal to win the game.
I might nap Sanchez to score, Arsenal to win 3-1. 33-1. I won't. I'm just joking, but I like that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.